as hard as, you know, other people say. A lot of people feel like Loveless is literally the greatest album of all time. I've never been on that sort of wave, but I've been getting into them more and more, bit by bit, recently. And this one song that I've been listening to recently is one that I've really, really taken a liking to. So might as well play it, right? So we're going to be listening to Softest Oh my gosh, can't speak today. Soft as Snow, But Warm Inside, off of their album Isn't Anything. I believe it's the first track off that album, and I don't know what it is. It's a little bit dissonant, but overall, I think it's very unique. It's a song that you don't really see anywhere else, and I think the vocals especially are what get me, which is surprising because, of course, shoegaze is primarily known for its guitar work and, you know, that sort of wall of sound almost, but it's something about the vocals that I think really drive me to liking this song. So we're going to start off with that one, and we're going to follow it up with a very abrupt change of pace into Machine Girl's song Crystal, the URL Cyber Palace Mix. Very, very bizarre names, but I love them regardless, so you could never make me hate you, Wolf Girl, or Machine Girl, or Wolf Girl, the album it comes off of. So, okay, I'm talking way too much. Let's get started right now.
Soft as snow, but warm inside. Penetrate, you cannot hide. Feeling lost forever. Do we need you? Feeling dark and feeling true. This is all I ever knew. Soft as skin and leather, and I whisper you. Harder you come down on me. Sink away, you look happy. Secrets keep forever.
Radio is something for everyone.
93.3 CFMU. Radio with a personality.
Hey, Hamilton, you're listening to CFMU Radio, and I'm your host, Matthew. So, we kind of went on a bit of a hot streak there. So, we listened to three songs for those of you guys who just joined us. First one being Soft as Snow But Warm Inside by My Bloody Valentine, followed up by Crystal, the URL Cyber Palace Mix. I've never seen the original version of it, by the way. I don't even know if it does exist, but definitely one of my favorites off of Machine Girl's album Wolf Girl, which always gets me mixed up whenever I talk about it, and Boy Eats Drum Machine's song Gunfight off of his album Boombox. Just fantastic example of breakcore. I think them and I think it's Atari 3000. I love those two artists. I think they do really, really phenomenal stuff with breakcore and electronics. So, and of course, Machine Girl as well. I don't know. I've been getting a lot into electronic music lately. And of course, I have to pay homage to, in my opinion, the greatest electronic artists of all time. Move aside Daft Punk, okay? I'm sorry. Move aside. The real king is Aphex Twin, I have to say. And I figured, I mean, although the track itself is actually quite antithetical to electronic music, it's largely made up of not ambient noise per se, but rather just very simple sort of melodies and sounds. But this song by Aphex Twin called Nanu off of the Winterlicker LP, and for those of you guys who haven't listened, you absolutely have to. It's a must listen to. Is perhaps one of the most impressive pieces of music I have ever listened to in my entire life. The first time I ever listened to this song, I was like, my jaw was on the floor. It's composed of so many interwoven melodies, and it's so simple on its face, but it comes together to make something just so beautiful. I mean, I can sit here and talk about it all day, but rather than talk about it, I might as well show you guys. So we're going to be listening to Nanu by Aphex Twin, and then we're going to pivot a little bit and listen to a song that I've been meaning to play for years. It's Farewell Transmission by Songs Ohia, and it's off their album Magnolia Electric Co. It's considered by many to be one of the best folk sort of guitar-y songs of all time, so might as well throw that one in here. If we're doing variety, we might as well do variety. So we're going to be listening to that one on Indie Hour, and then I guess after that we'll see how it goes. I don't want to spoil the rest of this episode for you, but I promise that there will be variety, and there is variety. So Nanu by Aphex Twin, Farewell Transmissions, CFMU Radio, Indie Hour, you know the drill. And next up, we have Farewell Transmission by Songs Ohio.
Oh,
Hamilton. You are listening to CFMU Radio, and I'm your host, Matthew. So for those of you guys who were listening just there, the song that we heard was, oh my gosh, I'm fumbling my words here, Farewell Transmission by Songs Ohia and Jason Molina. And as I said when I was introducing the song, it's considered by many to be one of the greatest folk songs ever written, and honestly, I totally see where they're coming from. I mean, of course, there's so many fantastic folk rock, you know, singers. I mean, there's Bright Eyes. You have Bob Dylan, of course. I mean, he stands as a giant in the scene. Elliot Smith, et cetera, et cetera. But this song in particular really, really stands out. And I think there's just so much to it that I can totally, totally understand where these, like, the idea comes from. It's such a phenomenal, phenomenal song. I think the one line in it that really resonates with me the most is, I'm paraphrasing, but it's, no matter, life wouldn't be easier whether I have a map or not, which I think is, I don't know, there's something about the delivery, especially with that sort of, the repetition of the same sort of guitar riff with the almost like galloping drums that go on in the background. It really does feel like a farewell transmission, sort of like almost a death march for, I mean, the song itself is almost sort of apocalyptic in nature, and I think that the instrumentation really brings it to that level. And I don't know, it's so beautiful. It's one that I've been listening to a lot, despite its runtime. I admit it's a bit of a long song, but I've been listening to that one a lot, as well as Nanu by Aphex Twin, which we heard earlier, which comes off of his Window Licker LP. Fantastic, fantastic track as well. I said it when I introduced it, and I'll say it again. The first time I listened to that song, my jaw dropped. The way that he's just able to construct melody on melody on melody is just like, it's unreal to me. I mean, I don't know. I think Aphex Twin really does. He's a giant in the scene. I mean, he's 10 feet tall in the world of electronic music. And even in his non-electronic work, like Nanu isn't, he's just so, so creative. I think he's one of the most, he's like a bastion of creativity in my mind in the world of music. So, so much respect to him. So next up, we're going to be listening to a little bit more of a rockier track before we get maybe a little bit deeper into the indie scene. So we're going to be listening to White Ceiling by Paranol, which comes off their album To See the Next Part of the Dream. Really, really great, especially for those of you guys who are fans of shoegaze. I think anybody who's a big fan of Mayonnaise by the Smashing Pumpkins, for example, that sort of genre of shoegaze is really going to find a home in that album. It's really, really good. Followed up by a song that I discovered literally just scrolling on Instagram. So, and honestly, I have to admit, pretty decent source of new music. I apologize, but it's just true. So we're going to be listening to Sequin Lights by You Must Be a Cop, which comes off their self-titled album. And I don't know, there's something, it's kind of Midwest emo-y. I said we were going to be listening to variety music, so I didn't lie. And I don't know, it's sort of sweet, it's cute. I love it. I really, really love it. So we're going to be listening to those two tracks on CFMU Radio, Indie Hour, Matthew, you know the drill.
Monsieur, qu'est-ce que c'est ?
Hey, Hamilton, you're listening to CFMU Radio, and I'm your host, Matthew. The song you guys heard there was White Ceiling by Paranol, and without further ado, we're going to be listening to Sequence Lights by You Could Be a Cop, as well as Natalie Evans, who does the vocals on the song. Great, great Midwest emo song. I'm running out of time. Let's hear it. That was Sequin Lights by You Could Be a Cop. And next up, very similar sort of vein, nice, happy, fun song, Give Me a Reason by Tabar off of her album Hugs. Great song.
Oh,
So that was Tabar's song, Gimme a Reason, off of her album Hugs. Absolutely love that song. It's so it feels almost like a warm blanket sometimes. And you know what? I have to admit it. And this is something I've been thinking about a lot. All the songs that everybody sits here is like, oh my God, they're the greatest songs of all time. They're always sad, right? There's never like, I don't know. Like, I play way too much sad music on this show. And it's my birthday in a couple of days. So why not sort of change pace and listen to something a little bit more fun? And speaking of fun music, I want to play a song that I recently found out about when I was scrolling through a list of this guy's favorite songs of all time, the songs that he considered the most beautiful. And I gave it a listen, and you know what? He had a point. This song is by Flotation Toy Warning. Weird name, I admit. But it's called Pop Star Researching Oblivion. And I really, really love it. I think like the way it sort of crescendos and builds up to something very, very beautiful is something that I need to find in more music, you know? It's very easy to, I guess, I don't want to say easy because all music is very difficult, but it's very easy to let yourself fall into, I guess, a little bit of a spiral, especially when you're someone a bit like me, you know, a little bit depressive. But I don't know. I feel like it helps you, you know, to listen to something new, to listen to something different, to try and not reinforce that with constantly listening to sad music. So the last two songs I want to play, I think are going to be nice. I think that they're going to be great. And I think they're going to be a little bit life-affirming because Lord knows we're all in need of that in these troubling times. So we're going to be listening to Pop Star Researching Oblivion, followed up by Videotape by Radiohead, which I guess sounds a bit melancholic, at least in the studio version. But instead, this time, we're going to be listening to a live version of the song recorded at Bonnaroo 2006. It's still the same song, Videotape. All of the lyrics are the exact same, but the way the melody sort of builds is it leads to something that I think, even though the songs have the exact same lyrics and the exact same message, comes off as far more life-affirming and nice to listen to, maybe a little bit less depressive. I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts on that, though. So we'll be listening to those two songs, and that will be the end of our show for today. I hope you guys all have a fantastic, fantastic weekend, and I will see you next week on Indie Hour.
Contrast this with the pansystolic murmur of mitral regurgitation, best heard with the diaphragm.
La 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 la
So that was Popstar researching Oblivion, and I hope you guys found that one just as beautiful as I did. We're going to be listening to one last song before we end off today's episode, and that song is going to be Videotape Live at Bonnaroo by Radiohead. For those of you guys who want to listen next week, we will be playing Indie Hour next week, so I hope you guys have a great week, and I will see you next time on Indie Hour.
I can move it back in. I can do it. Yeah. Yeah, I'll move it in. Oh, I know what I'm missing.
Yeah,
why don't you give our audience a synopsis of Coming to America?
So basically,
Eddie Murphy is a rich prince in a made-up country in Africa. Doesn't exist.
Say more.
And he gets to his 18th birthday, and he's supposed to meet his wife. It's an arranged marriage. It's one of those. And then he sees her. Well, he emphasizes the fact that he doesn't want an arranged marriage because he wants to love her for, you know, her character and soul. But his parents, what do they do?
What do they do? Is he a prince?
Yeah, he's a prince. Yeah, no.
Are they king and queen?
No, well, they're the king and queen, but they're. I meant to say. But they don't want to be. So he tells his father that he wants to go away and see the world for